to Sunday. And it must be 4 o'clock. And the Vikings won today. Yay, yay, yay. They looked pretty handsome, pretty good today. So I was happy. There's the Vikes that we know. And then they won Green Bay, of course, last week. So maybe they were going to pull out a team yet this year of some sort. And they're learning. Everybody's working to work, learning to work as a team. Just like with dog training, you learn to work as a team, all right? But, yeah, so hopefully your week went well. And opening deer started to this morning. And wait a minute, today's Sundays, yesterday morning. Somehow I got on Saturday. I don't know where I went with that. I just said it was Sunday. But they got 2 deer this morning. So yesterday they got nothing. And one, it was a good size. But anyway, and so when you are out and about during hunting season, folks, please, if you're outside of the city limits, if you're going for a walk through a park, because there are some parks that do allow, you know, hunting in certain areas.
Okay.
And somebody may not pay attention to, like, the posted, you know, there's hunters.
Right.
Whatever type thing. So the best thing you can do during hunting season, especially rifle right now, please wear bright orange. Put, you know, a vest, a hat, something that will all of a sudden turn a hunter's, you know, head. So that fluorescent orange. And they have now okayed a certain hot pink for hunting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. Okay. That. I think it was last year or the year before. You know, because they're trying to get women more into, you know, hunting, bow and arrow and
of
rifle
course.
And stuff like that. And so not necessarily deer, you know, there's grouse, whatever.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So anyway, so if you're out and about, especially, then also put something on your dog. They do have a very light weight vest that you could put on a dog. So let's say the dog gets away from you, you know, you don't want them all of a sudden somebody thinking it's a deer coming through the clearing and bam.
Yeah, that's why
set yourself up for in case the dog gets away from you. But also it's another thing that of orange that somebody's going to see. Like with us out, if you want to just walk down 165th to go for a walk. Okay, we got hunters on the north side, hunters on the south side.
Sure.
I mean, they're sitting all over. And so sometimes you look real close, you can see the sliver. But the big thing is that what you want is that you want to be seen and your dog needs to be seen. So please put that fluorescent orange on. Doesn't have to, you don't have to be dressed in it, just like a hat, a gloves, a vest. A vest is the best for you and for your dog. And you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, you can just get those real thin ones that just go over your jacket or over your clothes or something like that. So believe me, my whole basement looks like it threw a fluorescent orange. You go down there and you
probably
go, wow.
Your eyes go bright.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's like, well, especially if the sun's out, it's like, whoa, okay, yes, it's orangey down here. And being that yesterday and today was so warm, most is hunting this time is usually really chilly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've got major thick, you know, parkas and coveralls. And like, well, they all went out in vests yesterday because it was so, you know, morning we put the sun come up, it was a little bit chilly, but not for the entire that they, you know, where they have hand warmers, feet warmers, ear, you know, it's nuts. So. But yeah, so put heads up. And so it ends next Sunday at sunset, the rifle for Minnesota. So pay attention if you're anywhere out of the city area, please have some bright orange on, okay? So there's not no mishaps. All right. How was your week?
It was good. I mean, I'm enjoying, I went on a walk today, trying to get like this nice weather in because it looks like this coming week we're going to drop in temperatures.
Yes, You know, I got a lot of stuff done too, like where I parked my truck, the barn there, parked the truck in. And then now today I kind of finalized as far as putting tables and chairs away that, you know, it's not going to, we're not going to use again. That last, you know, when we got that last snow, I'm like, oh, geez, I'm going to be prying it out of the snow. But then we got this reprieve, so now I can put everything away the way it's supposed
to
be.
Well, that worked out.
So, yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah, I got that done. So now, like I say, if we get a foot of snow, I'm not sitting there going, well, I should have got this in and that in. So, and then we'll get all the leaves swept up. Or blowing off, I should say, and then he blows them onto a tarp and then pulls the tarp to the big fire pit, or he threw some in for the cattle for extra bedding. So that went well too. So hopefully you got a lot of questions for me today. So if you got questions, give a holler, 651-641-1071. And so we're going to be, now today what I want to talk about a little bit, folks, everybody's getting puppies. There's puppies. I was just on Twin Cities Live Friday, and I got a whole 6 minutes, and I talked way fast. I know people, I talk fast in the radio. I get it. I try slowing down, and my brain just doesn't work that way. I got to talk just the way I talk. I had a long time ago when I first, 18 years ago when I first started the radio show, I had a couple emails sent to me that, you know, it's really hard to keep your beat because you talk too fast. I said, okay, so I really made a mindful effort to slow it down. I just can't. My brain and my mouth don't work that way. It's just, I just finally told people, I said, I just keep tripping over my tongue trying to slide my, or calm myself down. So you just got to learn to listen faster is what it is. Okay. Just got to but so we're going to talk a little bit all through the in between questions. We're going to talk about puppies as far as, so you got a puppy, you know, as far as we got to do the potty training. That's of course the big thing with puppies, please. Or any dog that you have that is kind of a pushy dog, do not play tug of war with them or any wrestling games. You want to be what you want the dog to be. And so by doing wrestling games and doing tug of war games, whether it's a puppy or even an adult dog that is kind of a pushy dog, that's very kind of willful or stubborn or whatever, that's the last thing you want to do. Now, tug of war between two dogs is fine. But between a human and a dog, when you're trying to establish a relationship, that's kind of one of the worst things that you can do. So don't you want to do tricks, brain teasers, obedience. You want to teach manners. That's what you want to do. And then later, once the manners are established, then you can introduce tug. Whereas, hey, let's play tug, 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 done. You know, don't play it for any length of time where the dog just like digs in, like, bring it on. Okay. No, every time dogs interact with us, they're learning something about us. And so what we got to do is learn to teach them what we need is to be calm, have good manners, and not be pushy against myself or against anybody around me, you know, kids, family members, or whatever. Okay? So no tug-of-war games. Everybody's going, what? What? I'm sorry, folks.
I think that's kind of like, I don't know, like one of the first things we just do with like a puppy. Like that's what we do, I guess.
And play wrestling games. Yeah. And then what you're doing is you're teaching the dog to be, you know, go up against you. And you don't want to do that. You know, between two litter mates is another thing, but then they find out who's number one in the litter and who's number two in the litter, who's number three in the litter.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
And so it's not good. You know, occasionally if you get a very worried dog and you're trying to build confidence, a little game of tug, you know, a little is good because you're trying to bring his confidence forward. Okay.
Right.
But when you got a dog that has like an overload of confidence and is very pushy, you know, just looks at you like, come on, bring it on. And that's the last thing you want to do is play pushy games, which would be AKA wrestling games or tug games. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. You want to, let's head for the break and then we'll come back and answer some questions. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Okay. Here's the question this week. The first one of the week. At night, they come without being fetched. By day, they are lost without being stolen. What are they? All right. Appreciate you sticking with the Katie K9 Show and sharing your Sunday afternoons with me. Okay, here it is. All at night, they come without being fetched. By day, they are lost without being stolen. What are they?
Fireflies?
Kind of close. Stars.
Oh, okay.
Stars. So you know you had the right thought there. That was good.
I did my best.
That was good though. That was a very good, you know, that because technically that's true because you don't see them during the, you know, so.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think you see them during the day. Yeah,
there
so
you go.
Yeah.
There wasn't many fireflies this year. There, you know, there's years that it's just like, wow. Like, it's just amazing. But this year there wasn't. They were just very spotty.
I don't really see them where I live, when I was out in the country, I did. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so cool it is. Okay, let's head to the phones.
All right. We have Susie and her dog is blind. Oh. And she just wants some tips on moving forward and what to do.
Sounds good. Hi, Susie. How you doing? Hi, Susie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. What kind of dog do you have?
I have got a miniature white poodle.
A miniature white poodle. Okay. And how old?
She's 13.
Okay.
She, you know, we thought, I'm a client of Dr. Jeff.
Okay.
And we thought she had cataracts.
Right.
But as it turns out, I just had her to my, you know, traditional vet.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have cataracts, she just has cloudiness. And a week ago Friday, I came home and she was bumping into everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer.
We're trying to figure out what happened. So far, we can't figure it out.
Uh-huh.
But I'm wondering, how do I acclimate her to finding her way around? Because you hear of blind dogs all the time that do just fine.
Right.
And, you know, they find their food in the kitchen and all of that.
Yeah, because
she's like clueless.
Yeah, because it's just happened, okay? She's got to get her legs, literally, okay? One thing you do not do is you do not move furniture.
Right.
Okay. Because the dog will follow what's sent, you know, through the room. And so until she gets a little bit more acclimated to now her newfound blindness, you know, she might have been getting dimmer and dimmer, but you just weren't aware of it. Whereas all of a sudden now, bing, you know, it's gone. And, you know, because you don't know, you know, how much or what she can see. Is it fuzzy? Is it totally dark? We don't know. Right.
Right.
And so anyway, the, because eyes are a funny, you know, they're very technical. You can, there's Dr. Albero down in St. Louis Park. He's an ophthalmologist for dogs. So mm-hmm. if you want to, you could check, you know, have him check out, see what's going on. But anyway, because they're very technical. So a lot of the vets don't like butting with the eyes because there's so much going on. It's like brain, you know, brain surgeons.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But anyway, so the big thing is that you got to keep her safe. So now she's used to walking the house and stuff like that. So what you're going to do is give her a penned in area. So when you are not around, that you could put her in there and you know she's safe. She's not falling down a stairs or anything like that. All right.
Okay. And, I've been crating her when I leave.
Okay. Well, that's fine too. You know, crating. Okay. And does she like her crate?
Well, the interesting thing is when we adopted her, when she was 15 months old, she was always in a crate.
Okay.
And we couldn't break her from getting in the crate.
Okay.
So we took away the crate. And all right. So now I'm trying to retrain her in the crate, and she's okay.
Okay, good.
She's okay.
Okay, yep, because that's what you can do, too. And you can, you know, if you want to, you can get a real big crate so that she's got a little elbow room in there, too. So you could put her in there when you don't have time, like you're busy in the house or whatever. So that's the whole thing. It's just it's going to be a new norm for you. Okay, whereas when she's out, you are attentive to where she's at and what she's doing. You can have her drag a leash or hook the leash onto you so that you know she's right with you. She hasn't just wandered off and gotten herself into trouble. But okay. it's gonna take a little bit before her no extra nose sensories will kick in, so that you know that will you know when it they always tell you when something gets taken away other things heighten, and so that's why now her hearing might get better or worse because she's at that age. But the bigger thing is her sniffer will get better, and you know because dogs are all about smellability. They don't have very good eyesight, but it's all about their hearing and about their scent, their ability to smell, and so that's why what you just got to do is set up. Okay, you know the land of, you know, layer of your house. The big thing is those stairs that, you know, you don't want the dog taking a topple down the stairs.
So, don't have any of those.
Oh, good. Oh, good, good. Well, you're three quarters of the battle there because that stair thing is not good.
Yeah.
And anyway, so yeah. So the other thing is just create areas that you can, you know, put her in. If you just don't want to, like, let's say you just don't want to always be putting her in a kennel, then, you know, put her, you know, do something else, you know, figure things out for yourself. But the big thing is not to move the furniture because as the dog walks through the room, they start following their scent, you know, so that how they can navigate through the rooms. And a lot of people don't even know the dog has lost their eyesight until they move the furniture or get new furniture. And all of a sudden the dog's running into things. All right.
Okay.
And so you just got to allow her time to adjust to this new, you know, what is going on. And it'll take a little bit of time, but all of a sudden she'll hit a beat. But in the meantime, you've got to be her eyes for her and just kind of navigate your house, look around, see what, you know, where she's safest and just make it good for her.
Okay. Now you said scent. I was thinking, although I have another dog and this would be really to keep her out of the way. I was thinking about like putting down little treats or something that she could follow her way to certain places till she gets.
No, because then she'll get fat. And then you got another dog. That dog's going to get fat too. Don't use food for this. Okay. You just got to rely on nature and then you taking care of the situation of how you want to do it. And also too, that's another thing is that how does that other dog and this dog get along?
They get along great.
Okay, because as she gets more steady with this, she might learn to follow that dog. You know, obviously, you know, she can smell where the dog is, right?
Okay.
And see, that's the whole thing. But she's still going to be doing some bumping and such like that. That just comes with the territory. But you just don't want her to fall down steps or get herself in a predicament that she can, you know, get herself hurt.
All right. So what I hear you saying, I think, is that it's, you know, until she gets the lay of the land, as long as she's safe and I'm watching her, kind of let her bump into things until she figures it out.
Yep. You know, like I say, you know, just, I mean, she's going to have good days and bad days. She's going to have days where, you know, it's going to be so frustrating. She's like bumping into everything. You know, right. then give her, you know, get her out of that situation so she can just relax and just kind of sit down. You know what I mean? And just, you know, a breathe. Whereas, boy, this is tough. I can't see. I'm trying to figure, you know, that's what they got to do is they got to figure it out. And she's going to get better and better and better.
What about exercising them? Because she doesn't, you know, she doesn't want to be on a lead.
Okay.
As soon as you put her on her lead and try and, you know, walk with her. Because I had a friend who had adopted a dog that was blind. blinded by abuse, mm-hmm. and that dog walked right next to her on a leash.
Right.
My girl is like, I don't know where I'm going. I'm not doing this.
Okay, now wait a minute. Did she walk on a leash before this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just let her drag the leash around when you're around. So she just kind of, she'll step on it, get bumped. Remember, there's so many things that got to come together, you know, for her. So you let her adjust. You know, she'll get used to it. Even if it's just a walk, you know, like not even like not down the front steps, obviously, but like on your sidewalk or whatever, you know, maybe it's what 20 feet round trip. You know, 10 mm-hmm. out, 10 back. You know, she's got to get, you know, just think if somebody all of a sudden took your eyes away. Okay, now it's like, oh my goodness gracious. Now everything has to start, you got to hit a new beat. And it's going to take, everybody is different on how they hit a new beat and figure it out. And so you can't rush it. They just have to do it. You just have to be there for them to figure it out. And there's a lot of sites on Google or whatever you want to call it, you know, for blind dogs. You know, Google that and just see what other people do. Get other ideas from other people that have lived with blind dogs and maybe some tips and tidbits that you can get from them.
Okay.
Okay. But the big thing is that, like I said, just allow her, you know, to figure this out and then hit a beat and then things should start getting better and better.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Good luck. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's, it's no fun. No, because now, am I Ethel? She's, you know, 3 pounds. Her hearing left about 8 months ago.
Okay.
She can still see, but she right. can't, but her hearing went. And sometimes you wonder which is worse.
Oh,
because if she gets out, she can't hear. So you can't
true.
Call the dog.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what she can see. So I don't know. It's great, but it is true. When one thing leaves, another thing kicks in, and now her nose will rise to the occasion.
Your other senses,
and
yes.
And she'll get better and better and better at it. You just got to have patience is what it is. Okay, who's up next?
We have Michelle, and she changed her dog's nutrition, but now her dogs gain weight.
All right. Okay. Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
Hi. So you are wonderful. I spoke with you about a month ago, and I changed my dog's food. I'm rotating it. I changed him over to Nutrisource. I gave him probiotics, and my eating problem, eating plastic and other stuff, is gone.
Good.
But he's put on 20 pounds.
What?
Yeah, he was 119, and he's now, I took him in today because he all of a sudden just like, it's like, what the heck? He's 137.
Holy crap.
He's a great Pyrenees. But
how much are you feeding him?
It's like 3 cups a day. And that's, the bag said more than that, but I won't feed him that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, no,
and
no.
And he's getting 4 walks a day, or 4 miles, 3 times at least a week
okay.
of exercise.
Okay.
So it's not like he's not moving.
Okay. Well, the only thing for them put weight on that fast that he need, did you have a thyroid test done?
No.
Yeah, because if he put on that much weight that fast, and if you're true about the 3 cups a day, and then there is no other treats coming his way, you know what I mean, it's just truly that 3 cups of dog food.
Yeah, I don't treat him or anything.
Okay, so then my guess is that you better have his thyroid checked.
Okay,
you gotta have take him in, have a blood draw, and being that you're doing a blood draw, when's the last time you had like his kidney, liver, and all that checked?
A while.
Okay, so what you're gonna do?
He's 7. He's been really healthy.
Right, right. But so we don't want them to hit the skids and then draw blood. We want them when they're healthy.
Right.
So we have something to, you know, to. That's why everybody should have a blood draw or like a complete blood profile, you know, when the dogs are younger, so you know what the norm is for the dog. So if things start going wrong, you have something to, you know, to compare it to. But no, that if he gained that much and you're truthful, that you're using measuring cups of food, real measuring.
I'm using a dog scoop.
No, get scoop. Okay. Do me a favor. Okay, yeah. Take that scoop and get yourself a cup, a true
I
cup.
Have them.
Okay.
I have plenty of them.
Okay. And then, not, you know, I mean, a measuring cup of a
yeah,
cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have measuring
So take cups. Your scoop and scoop what you normally do and put it into that measuring cup and see if it's a true cup.
Okay.
Okay. Because some of them scoops are like two cups, not a cup. All right.
Oh.
Okay.
So maybe I'm giving him like 6 cups of food.
Yes. Yes.
Oh Lord.
And so that's why what you want to do is before you had the blood drawn, because that's crazy. Because Nutrisource is so good that it does, you know, if you've been feeding a low grade food, you feed a lot more, and Nutrisource feeds you feed a lot less because it sticks to the ribs is why. Okay,
well, that's probably, and he's pooping less, so yeah. That's good.
Oh, that's
he's
excellent.
Not eating plastic.
Oh, that's,
so that's good.
No kidding.
So all those changes that you gave me were wonderful, and I've shared that with others who have had.
Can you hold on? We got to run to break, so we'll be back.
Yeah,
okay. So don't. Yeah. So don't go. The more you have of it, the less you see. What is it? Alrighty then. Here we are. Okay. Okay, which one did I tell you? I forgot.
I think I was paying attention. I think you've done this one before. Is it about darkness?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Okay, yeah, because all of a sudden it's like, okay.
Something about okay. The more.
Yeah, okay. Say my name and I disappear. What am I? Say my name and I disappear.
I don't know.
Silence.
Oh.
There you go. Okay. Yeah,
thank
no,
you.
I know. After I read it, it's like, crap, I think I already did that one.
Well, at least I was paying attention.
Yes, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. There we go. Okay, during the break, we asked Michelle to go and measure her, what that scoop is compared to what a cup. Okay, Michelle, did you get a chance to do that?
Yeah, so the scoop says it's 2 cups. It measured 3.5 cups.
Okay.
So he's been getting like 5 cups of more dense food, probably.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I am so diligent about his diet.
Uh-huh.
I just all of a sudden I was like, what happened to him? He's got the COVID-20.
Yeah. But see, that's why we use, when you're measuring a dog's food, you don't use a scoop of any kind unless prior to, you always want something that the exact, like, is a cup, okay?
Yeah.
So, and not heaping cup. Because otherwise, like I say, we have a tendency to get too carried away and don't, or not pay attention. So, but anyway, so it wound up to be 3.5 cups of food.
Yes.
And so you're feeding him, well, how many of those scoops a day?
1.5.
Oh, look at that. See? Yeah, so you're way over the top
and
there.
And he's a Pyrenees Golden, so he's not the most active dude.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he gets walks every week.
Right.
Like 3 times, but he's not the most active if he's not out for a walk.
Right,
so,
right.
On top of that, his activity level isn't the best.
And see, plus his age, because once the dogs get about 4 or 5 years old, boy, they pack the pounds on really fast if we overfeed them.
Well, 6 months ago, even before I switched the food, he was at 119 and was great.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I had no issues. So I will cut him way back.
Yeah, there you go. Because see, now that you're feeding Nutrisource, which is really like meat and potatoes, I mean, stick to the ribs, there's not a lot of fillers to it. And that's why you're getting less doo-doos and why he's feeling better, too. So, and not eating plastic.
I've been switching. You can stay on the brand, just switch the types, right?
The formulas, yep. The formulas.
Okay. All right. And do you know where they carry more variety? Like, the place I go to has, like, 2 varieties. So I switch from chicken to beef.
But see, anybody that carries Nutrisource can order whatever you want. If you go in just go into their locator. Go to NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Okay.
All right. And then as a locator, it'll show you stores by you. And then just give them a holler and say, you know, I want to try this, this, or this. And like I said, they'll be able to get it in for you. No problem.
Okay. I so appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh,
so
well,
much.
Good. I'm glad you did it. And well, now we just got to feed them less and it'll all be right.
He's doing great.
All thank right.
You.
Good. All I'm glad it worked, kid. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, I love that when people actually take the advice and do it. Because some people, you know, they want to hear something, but then it's like, you know, they really don't follow through. And so I'm really have my tipper.
Well, now we did the experiment together,
yes,
which is good.
Yes, yes. 3.5 cups. And she thought she was. But that's what I mean. There's a lot of those scoops.
Oh, that's crazy.
If they
crazy.
Say a cup, it's really not a cup.
Yeah.
So you always want to use a true measuring cup. If it says a quarter, then you use a quarter cup. You know, you can go to the dollar store and get cheap.
Oh, definitely.
Ones,
yes.
You know, so, and those are the scoops for the dog foods. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. So anyway. All right. Who's up?
We have Becky, and she has some questions about nutrition because her dog is increasing in shedding.
All right. All right. Hi, Becky. How you doing?
Hi, Katie. Love your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So what kind of dog do you have?
Well, actually, this is my daughter's dog.
Okay.
And the dog was a rescue, and he is an English Springer Spaniel, okay. a Cocker Spaniel, and a little bit Pomeranian.
All right. Okay, what food does she feed?
She feeds, she changed his food 6 months ago because his eyes were running and his nose was running, and the vet said maybe he has allergies. So now, for 6 months, she's been feeding him exclusively Stellan Chewy's raw and rotating the varieties.
Excellent. I'm proud of her. Good job. Okay. And so now, but there seem to be more shedding?
Yes.
Okay.
So now there's more shedding, and it hasn't really, and he's got the cocker, but she's wondering if there's it, and his eyes still run. So we were wondering if the raw is always 100% complete, or if he might need a supplement or what.
Okay, yeah, all dogs need supplement. There's no diet. Same with us, okay?
And okay.
So number one, he needs some fish oil, so get him on some fish oil, okay? How many pounds is he?
He is 14 pounds.
Okay, so you could go like 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams.
Okay.
Okay, you can use canned sardines in water. If you eat them, you know, one can a week of that. Like, give them half one day and half the other day, you know, like towards the mid. Because what happens when the furnace goes on, then just like with us, our skin gets dry, and you got to boost the omega-3s and 6s. All right.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why no matter what your feed is, but what you're feeding is awesome. But like I say, then you need a little bit of help. You know, one thing is just not always good. And so you got to kind of give him some supplements there. But the fish oil will be the main thing that you want to do. You could also do some extra virgin coconut oil. All right. That's got the good fats in it. And if you take fish oil, you can give him one of yours. One of the best ones out there is Nordic Naturals for dogs.
Right.
Okay. And so, yeah, so I'd bump up the omega-3s and 6s. And then also tell her to look into like OC Raw. That's you can either freeze dried or raw. Raw Bistro. Try to change the brands once in a while too. Okay. Because one brand doesn't have everything.
Well, that's what we were wondering was if she should maybe rotate brands.
Yep,
also.
I would. Yep. I use OC Raw, I use Northwest Naturals, and I use Raw Bistro, along with Stella and Chewy's.
Okay. Did you say it was OC?
Yep, the letter O, the letter C.
Oh, the letter OC. Okay. Do you know if you can get that frozen? She usually gets the frozen.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, they all come in frozen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll tell her that.
Okay, yeah, but see, anytime the dogs, cats start shedding, especially this time of year, it's time to bump up the omega-3s and 6s. Okay?
Will that help with the runny eyes, or is there anything you can do for
No, that could help, too, because I'm surprised being on an all-raw diet that he's even got runny eyes. So then sometimes his tear ducts might be off, and so you might want to, but usually if you get him off a processed food, then those tears, they go away. Now, how long has she been on the raw for 6 months?
6 months.
Okay, how many groomings has the dog had in between there?
I don't think she takes them for grooming. She takes care of it herself.
Okay, because the thing, what you got to look at here is that, see, with grooming, like when I first got Ethel, my white poodle, she had really bad tear stains. Okay, then once I changed her diet, okay, then each time she got groomed, the staining went, you know, got less and less because then coat grew out. And then all of a sudden, all the stains were gone. Is there new tearing, new stains, or is it just the old stain that didn't get cut off?
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Because that's the main thing. Because being on the raw, you shouldn't have, you really shouldn't have staining. Okay.
Okay. I know it's gotten better since she switched to the raw.
Right. That's the thing. See, with Ethel's, as her hair grew, and she each time she got groomed, you know what I mean? It's like having a stain on your, or like dyeing your hair.
Right.
Okay. As it grows, you know what I mean? The stain, you know, and then once you, or that, whatever you call it, your dye grows with your hair, and then pretty soon you're down to your white hair, and all the dye's gone, right? And that's the same thing with the stain. Is that's got to be trimmed up, so that the most important thing is not restaining. She just hasn't taken care of the stains.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Katie.
You bet. Take care. Keep me posted.
Okay.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, we got open line 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. I have a toothache. I've had a toothache for 3-4 days, and it's just like I got to. It happened a couple months ago, but then I did a couple things naturally on and
it went away.
All of a sudden, it's like the last couple of days, I'm just sitting here going, God, it hurts. It hurts. And I took a couple aspirin before I came.
And it's still bothering you?
I was doing good, but now all of a sudden,
it's wearing off.
All of a sudden, it's starting to come back, and it's like, oh, man. Yeah, we all love that dentist, don't we?
Yep.
So anyway, 651-641-1071. If you got any... I did the cloves. I've done that. I got Sensodyne toothpaste. Aspirin.
I don't know about the cloves.
Yeah. So I tried that. Okay. It seemed to help a little bit the other day, but like I say, all of a sudden now it's like, yeah, it hurts. So anyway, so that's why my mouth doesn't open right because it hurts. But anyway, what could I say? Okay. Is it that time or should I just keep talking? Is it that time yet? I don't even know what time it is. Yes. Oh, she's on the line. So we want to talk about puppies, okay? So we talked about no tug of war or wrestling games with puppies or any dog that has a pushy personality, okay? Because you're teaching them to go up against you. You want to teach tricks. You want to work on manners. You want to do obedience, okay? Then also, too, now, most dogs and most puppies are no to death. Everybody goes, no, 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 no. No what? You got to teach dogs and puppies words and what they mean. So from here on out, what you want to do, the only time you're going to hear me say the word no is no bite, okay? Nah, no bite. All right. Now, what you're going to do is use a growl. Bad dog. Or, hey, shame on you. Because that's what the mom already taught them. If you listen to the growl, the correction doesn't come. And I'm sure you heard me say this that before. That, you know, with mom, when the pups are with mom, if they were hanging off of mom's face, mom would give a deep growl like, get off my face. And they didn't. The mom would pull out, grab the pup around the neck with her teeth and squeeze. And the pup would yelp. And mom would slowly let go of her grip. And then the pup would slowly back off. And so then now the pup will come up a little bit later, like still tick, ma. And ma would give a growl. Oh, still tick. Well, get out of the picture. So mom already taught the pups, if you listen to the growl, the correction doesn't come. So if you keep knowing your dog to death, you won't get as good a result as if you know what the pup already knows or the other dogs. Now, you know, they don't have to be a pup. It could be just a regular dog. Do a ah. Or a, so it's bad dog, or a, you know, and also if you use a growl, it stops the dog dead in their tracks. And so then you can get them to look at you and then you can go on to what you need. Okay. Okay. Let's see. We're going to run here. Now, this one here, I know you haven't. I am a box that holds keys without locks, yet they can unlock your soul. What am I? Be back. Tuning me in on Sunday afternoon, sharing your afternoons. I appreciate that. I am a box that holds keys without locks, yet they can unlock your soul. What am I?
I don't know.
A piano. I am a box that holds keys without locks, yet they can unlock your soul.
I like that one.
A piano. There we go.
All right.
There we go. All right. I got a million of them. Stay right here. Okay, who's up?
We have Bev, and she has a question about medication for her dog seizures.
All right. Hi, Bev. How you doing?
Hi, Katie. I'm doing great. I have a 4-year-old. He's a Shih Tzu Bichon mix.
Okay.
And he's been on phenobarbital twice a day now for about 4 months.
Okay.
He was having seizures, and the last one lasted, you know, quite a long time. The vet thought, for his own safety and everything, he should be on it. But what I found out, you know, once they go on that, they can't go off. What's your opinion of something like that?
How old is the dog?
He just turned 4.
Ooh, okay. And it's a male, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What food are you feeding?
Iams.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
Well, no, you could do better. I would do, you know what I would do? How many pounds is this dog?
Well, you know, it seems like he put on some weight since he's been on this medication.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Okay.
He was about 20.
Okay.
Which was kind of chunky, but now I think he hasn't been weighed for a while, but I'm sure he's up to about 25, 24. Okay.
How long has the seizure been going on?
Well, he had had them off and on last winter that we knew of. Sometimes I caught him having one.
Right.
And then he had one here a few months back, and it lasted, in we were just in bed, and he sleeps right between us, and he just kind of sat up, and it wasn't, was really kind of scary.
Okay, do you, oh, you bet. What treats, do you give any treats?
Oh, he has some chewies for rawhide, but I got them at the vet clinic, and yeah, he likes little bites of stuff when I'm eating.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. I'm a big believer in sharing foods with dogs, but not at the time you're eating them. That's what creates the beggar, all right?
Yeah.
So anyway, because, you know, sometimes the diet can create seizures. When's the last time he had shots?
Oh, he's real current on those.
Well, that might be your problem, though, too, ma'am. Okay. What's that? Over-vaccinations can cause seizures. Okay, then, oh, now, really? Do you use any flea tick chemicals?
Yes, he's on NexGard.
Oh, geez. Okay. And then what about heartworm?
Yeah, he's on heartworm.
Okay, why don't we stop the chemicals and try to get this dog better, all right? You're toxifying his system with all this stuff. No wonder he's having. And I'm not just blaming him that it's not just one, but this is not helping his case whatsoever. This dog needs...
You know, he had his last NexGard a couple days ago, but... You won't get them now till spring.
No, you're never doing it again, ma'am.
Okay,
would you put any chemicals in your dog that if you are willing to take a NexGard, then give it to your dog. If you are willing to take that heartworm, then give it to your dog. Unless you are willing to do you never do anything to your kids that you would not do to yourself. Okay.
Right.
Have you ever looked at the side effects of NexGard? Have you ever looked at the side effects of the heartworm pills? No, people are just drones and just do it. And then I could bet you dollar to donuts, this is what triggered this whole mess. Over vaccinations and all the chemicals you're putting in your dog. And
well, see, he just has this once a year.
No, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference.
Oh, really?
A chemical is a chemical. It's going to have side effects, okay?
Oh.
Have you gone on YouTube and see the seizures that NexGard has caused in dogs and cats? Okay?
No.
Oh, well, maybe we should. Because, like I say, the thing is that unless you read the instructions or the, you know, side effects and that, and if you're willing that will happen to your dog and you're going to be okay with it, then do it. All right. But the thing is if you're not willing, because a lot of these things cause seizures. All right. They cause seizures. So
what about with the flea and tick season when it gets really bad? What do you recommend then?
You do things natural. How does your dog go out in the woods?
No.
Okay. So what is his lifestyle is probably down the sidewalk and in your house, right?
Yeah, pretty much. He gets in the yard here a little bit on grass. But
you're not going into the woods where there's fleas and ticks and stuff like that?
No,
so why are you overdoing it, you know? So that's the thing, is that people are too much of a drone and they don't want this to happen, but they forget what the consequences is by giving it to their dog, okay? And so especially any pill that goes in your dog, if there's a problem, you can't do anything about it because it's in their system. All right. And so that's why there's so many natural ways to do fleas and ticks. There, you can use diatomaceous earth. You can use organic apple cider vinegar. You can use eucalyptus. You can use lemongrass. There's so many different stuff that you can do to repel fleas and ticks naturally and not harm the dogs or the cats. All right.
So you don't even recommend the HeartGard either?
Pardon?
HeartGard, you don't recommend that either?
I don't put it on my I live in Hugo for 40 years, okay? We are the land of 10,000 swamps. We got a quadrillion mosquitoes. I have never, ever used that. But I also have my dogs tested once a year to make sure that they don't get Lyme or they don't get, you know, heartworm, okay?
Okay, but here's my next question. What do you think of the Lyme vaccine?
Nope, I will not. I don't put it in my dogs. Because who else gets Lyme? We do.
Yeah.
Is there a shot for us? No.
I trust
you know why? Why? Because we don't have a shot because they can't make it safe enough. Okay. So the thing is that what you got to do is not be a drone, but empower yourself. There's a couple websites. Do you go onto websites at all?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a piece of paper and a pencil?
I'll have to go out in the other room. Hold on. I got John in the kitchen so I can.
Ah, okay. Because you got to empower yourself and then make decisions that you're comfortable with. I don't want people to go and say, well, Katie K9 says. Katie K9 says this to get people to go read and empower themselves so then they can make decisions that they're comfortable with. All right.
Uh-huh.
And I've done my reading and my whatever my research and such, and I'm comfortable with the decisions that I make for my fur kids. But like they say, you want to understand why you're doing and what the side effects may be. All right.
Okay. So I got some paper now.
Okay. You want to go to, ready?
Okay.
Healthy. Wait a minute. Dogs. Naturally.
Healthy dogs naturally.
Magazine. No. DogsNaturallyMagazine.com. DogsNaturallyMagazine.com. And you're going to type in heartworm in the search box. You're going to type in vaccines in the search box. You're going to type in flea and tick in the search box. And you're going to start reading, and then because it's an all natural, and it'll get you thinking, and then hopefully get you wanting to learn more. Okay?
Okay, so heartworm, flea and tick. What was the other one?
Vaccines.
Vaccine.
Those are the three in the type in the search box. So you're going to start reading articles and make decisions. There's another, it's called Healthy. Another website is called healthypets.mercola.com. Healthypets.mercola.com. All right.
Mercola.
Mercola, okay. M-E-R-C-O. But so that's what you want to do is empower yourself. And you want to make sure, and I would rotate your dog out of your IMS into Nutrisource. Or I'd even go into just doing some raw for the dog. But there's a lot of changes you need to make because, like I say, otherwise your dog is going to be on phenobarbital. That's a lot of phenobarbital for that smaller dog. So
is that can you take them off that phenobarbital?
That's a vet. You know, I know it has to be phased out, but I'm not sure on that. So that's what you're going to have to do is figure this out and then go from there. Okay.
Okay. This upsets me.
Okay. Yeah. So the whole thing
I have a lot of trust in my vet.
The thing is just like with human doctors, if we don't ask the right questions, they're not going to talk to us.
So now that we have a pup that's 3.5 months old.
Okay. Well, you got to hold on. Okay. I got to run to break. So at the top, when you come back, we'll talk again. Okay. Don't hang up. Okay. What has four wheels and flies? What has four wheels and flies?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.